Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the scholar testing Jesus, the concept of inheriting eternal life, recognizing sin, accepting forgiveness, inviting the Holy Spirit, and the ultimate gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Today's Bible verses are from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 28. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test him and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live."
So there's this story in the Bible about a scholar of the law who wanted to put Jesus to the test. He approached Jesus and asked, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" It's like he was searching for some kind of secret recipe or formula to guarantee eternal life. Maybe he was expecting a straightforward answer, a list of rules to follow. But Jesus, being the wise teacher he was, responded with a question of his own. He asked the scholar what is written in the law and how he interprets it. Jesus wanted the scholar to think for himself, to reflect on his own understanding of the scriptures. And you know what? The scholar gave a pretty good answer. He said that we should love the Lord with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus was pleased with his response and affirmed that he had answered correctly. He went on to say that if the scholar does this, he will live. But let's not stop there. Is eternal life just about having some kind of ticket to heaven after we die? Well, based on what Jesus said and our own beliefs, it's much more than that. Eternal life is about having a deep and intimate connection with God through Christ. It's not just a destination we reach after death. It's the very essence of our existence. It's what gives our lives meaning and purpose. Think of it as an anchor that keeps us grounded even in the face of death and uncertainty. So, how do we inherit eternal life? It starts with recognizing our own sinfulness, acknowledging that we fall short and are not perfect. But here's the amazing part. Even though we don't deserve it, God offers us forgiveness. He extends His grace and mercy to us despite our mistakes, and all we need to do is accept it. We can humbly ask for forgiveness and invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. We can accept the incredible gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, who took on our sins and sacrificed Himself for us. It's through Him that we can have eternal life. So if you're feeling unworthy or burdened by your mistakes, remember that God's forgiveness and eternal life are available to you. It's not about being perfect or earning it. It's about having a humble and sincere heart, ready to accept the gift that God offers. Eternal life is not just a future hope. It's something we can experience and live out here and now. It's a life filled with love, purpose, and a deep connection with God. So let's embrace this gift of eternal life and strive to love God with all our being and love our neighbors as ourselves. In doing so, we can truly experience the fullness of life that God has intended for us.
In conclusion, let's reflect on the profound truth that eternal life isn't merely a distant promise, but a present reality to be embraced. It's about living each moment in communion with God, guided by His love and grace. As we depart from this reflection, may we carry with us the understanding that eternal life is found in loving God wholeheartedly and loving our neighbors as ourselves. Let's hold on to this truth as we navigate life's journey, knowing that in embracing God's love, we inherit the abundance of His eternal life. Thank you for joining in this exploration, and may blessings of peace, joy, and fulfillment accompany you on your path until we meet again. Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings of this day and for the gift of life. As we come before you in prayer, we humbly ask for your guidance and strength to navigate the challenges that lie ahead. Grant us wisdom to make decisions that honor you and love for one another. May your presence be felt in our hearts, filling us with peace and assurance. In your mercy, hear our prayers and guide us according to your will. Amen. Goodbye, and God bless you all.